Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Cracking the lines and disinformation. It's the Alex Jones Show, taking your phone calls right now. Let's go to Christine in Canada. She was at the protest yesterday. She's going to give us her report and got more info now from truckers. Christine, thanks for calling. Tell us what you're witnessing.
Hi, Alex. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. So we were there yesterday afternoon. Just want to let everyone know that the protest is extremely peaceful, and the police are very nice. They make eye contact. They're smiling. I mean, you could see the smile, beneath the mask, because they're wearing masks. But everything is very, very calm. There's food for everyone. What they're reporting is that, you know, they're stopping cars from passing or emergency services. That's not true. Police have blocked off certain roads. But yesterday we had ambulance and fire trucks passing on one of the major roads, and there was no blockage, not at all.
And that's important because Ford's saying, we got live feeds, by the way, on screen for TV viewers right now at Infowars.com/show. They're saying they're going to charge people under the Emergency Act $100,000 a year in prison if they, quote, block roads. Please continue.
Yeah, so they're not blocking roads. They're complying with everything. There's no more honking. I was there yesterday, no honking. They're singing the national anthem instead every hour. And right now, as
well, that's going to upset the leftists even more. I mean, these are globalists.
Well, what they're trying to instigate, some kind of response. But the more they're doing that, the more love is being sent to the politicians and the police. So it's not working. It's probably frustrating the mayor, Jim Watson, which, by the way, spoke at the World Economic Forum. So he's part of the globalists. Right now at 2:00, Justin Trudeau is actually giving us a conference, just to let you know. I don't know what he's going to be saying, but we'll be watching that.
Wow. Thank you. You're such a wonderful person, sharing your great voice and all the concern and love. And it's very, very beautiful. Anything else, Kristen?
Just to let you know, they're very organized. There's a lot of disinfo. So people just need to watch, go on YouTube. There are live feeds coming out of there, people walking, talking to people. That's where you're going to get the real news. And there's in particular Reva Fry, who actually has a YouTube channel with
I know him. He's a lawyer. I've been on his show. Oh, get him on immediately, guys. I said we're taking calls. We are, but get Viva Fry on, the Canadian French lawyer. That's a really great idea. We need to do that. Thank you so much, Christine. Anything else? Oh, she's gone. All right. I don't want to cut Empire Haulers off. Some stations join us during the next segment. Oh, yeah, we're got his live feed right now, so we can just maybe go to him a little bit when we come back. Let's just go to him right now. You guys pipe the audio in? Well, we'll see about that a little bit later. But, again, we're going to come back, go to Empire Hauler, Andy, Josh, Sean, Jay, and others. And, again, if you are a trucker or one of the protesters or on the bridge going across from the U.S. into Canada by Detroit, we would love to hear from you at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And look, I know this all sounds crazy and it all sounds out of control. It is. The New World Order built this for decades. They made their move. We're in the middle of it, and they're not succeeding right now. They hurt us. They got a lot of power. They did a lot of terrible things. They need to be punished for it. But they are scared, and they should be, because they just couldn't help their little murderous selves. They cooked up that deadly virus, and they released it, and they had all the fear-mongering. They tried to block all the treatments, and they have just tried to swallow up our world, ladies and gentlemen. They tried to destroy our freedoms, but together, this is going to backfire on them like it always does if good men and women do the right thing. Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is needed to stop tyrants? And he said, all that tyrants need is that good men and women do nothing. Well, good men and women are doing something, and we salute them all, the truckers and everybody else. You're beautiful, you're amazing, and we're praying for them. We're back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at preparewithalex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, but we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now with the best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Took it for granted, but now the sleeping giant, he is awakening. All right, let's go right back to your phone calls. I really, really appreciate all you tuning in today, and I love you. It's an amazing time to be alive. The best people are involved in freedom. You know, I just want to say this, because I was thinking about how much I hate Washington, D.C., and how much I hate New York. I don't mean the people of New York. D.C. is actually a really cool town, too, with all the museums and all the big buildings. In fact, it's really a neat town. I hate the establishment that lives there. I hate the elites of New York. I hate Hollywood. I hate the British royalty. I hate all of it. I love the people. But there was a time 20 years ago when Hollywood put me in some movies without me even asking. And it wasn't really Hollywood. Rick Linklater is a great guy. But they tried to get me in other big films. Some other ones did. And it was a sellout operation, basically, part of it. But I didn't do it. And back then, I would have kind of liked to be in movies. I mean, some big movies. Some more big movies. I didn't really care. And I didn't really pursue it. But now, it makes me physically nauseous to even imagine that sick culture of fake nobodies. And I just thank God I'm not with all those people that are basically already living in tombs. They're like mummies. And I just thank my lucky stars that I'm amongst the living, that I'm amongst the people. And I just love you all. And seeing this attack on humanity makes me love humanity more than ever. And to see the children in that public school in Las Vegas, the teacher tells them you can take your mask off, and to see them cheering, and to see how excited they got, and just to know we're on the right side. Those masks didn't protect them. It was all a symbol of fear and control. And that this cult is made up of the very worst people that want to try to break our will and dominate us is sick. So here's the sound they hate. The children taking their mask off and being so happy. Like under Stockholm Syndrome, they sat there quietly and didn't complain. And were told they were all in danger. So, and they were put under this mind control. But now the truth is shining through. Here's this beautiful video and audio.
Starting tomorrow, we don't have to wear masks anymore!
They abuse those children so horribly. But you know the sickening lining of this silver cloud? You know, a big dark cloud will have a silver lining or the sun's behind it, but this is a beautiful, beautiful cloud of liberty with a poison lining. You shouldn't be, woo, we submitted for years and did this, and it was dumb, and it was a lie. It's a symbol of the con game. Woo, now we don't have to be slaves anymore. I don't blame the children. I love them. But those damn teachers. My wife's cousin, really nice lady, she's got five children, and they had been going to this church for multi-generations and had a big school there. And so when the schools reopened last year, they said, yeah, they're all going to wear a mask, and they're all going to take the shots, and they're all going to whatever, even though it wasn't for kids yet. And they just said, screw you, and about a third of the school or more left, and within a month, those parents got together, rented a nice facility, bought a nice facility. It happened to be across the street. It wasn't on purpose. It was that was what was available, and are having a great school there now. The answer is exodus. The answer is not complying. The answer is saying, no, I'm not owned by you. You don't own my body. Empire Haulers in Wyoming wants to talk about the trucker convoy. I'm told big ones are forming to go into D.C. We salute you all. What's your view on this?
Well, I just had I had a little vision. You brought up the movies a second ago. I had a little vision of in Braveheart when they came out and it was William Wallace and the Irish. They went to skirmish and then they stopped and they all shook hands. Well, that little vision is the way I feel everybody that's in this convoy and protesting, whether you're on that side of the bridge, this side of the bridge, if we reached out to our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors that are the police, that are in National Guard, that are RCMP.
Hold on, let me stop you. I'll give you all the time you need because you're so on target. In that great movie Braveheart, based on true events that happened, in the movie, the British king, he's not really a British king, the Norman king, he hires an Irish army to come attack the Scots. So the Irish take the money, show up, and then join the Scots, which really happened, to fight the British. So that's a true story. And that's what you're expecting when the convoys meet, and more the police, like the Irish, they're paid by the crown, but they're going to end up joining the people, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I'd say that's what we should do. So now, before it happens, it's the time for everybody to reach out to their fellow brother and neighbor and human beings and make that happen. That's the way it should go. And actually, I'm a Guthrie. We traced our family history. We fought on the side of William Wallace for freedom back then. So I have it in my blood to feel this way. But I think it's the time before whatever the prime minister or their premier or whatever, is it before anything happens, reach out and make the connection now before there's any negativity, any lives lost, any hatred. It's the time to bridge that gap now because those people, you know, they all feel the same way.
Well, that's beautifully said, but I want to be clear. They started this war. They killed 40 million people with starvation. They caused millions to commit suicide or die in drug overdoses. We're peacefully doing this. So if they false flag or do a car bomb or shoot some cops, we know we didn't do it, and we're not buying into it. We're not apologizing for whatever happens because they started this. And whatever happens, no more apologies. Not by me, by Joe Rogan, by nobody. I pledge to you, no more apologies.
Nope. I'm with you, brother.
I appreciate you, and God bless you, my friend. And, you know, Joe came out. I didn't know I was at a secret show he invited me to Sunday night. But it was in Hollywood Reporter and something that was a secret comedy show he did. He did another one Tuesday night and said, you know, he told you what I said on Monday. He said to everybody, he said, I am not apologizing to the big corporations, everybody that wants to take me off the air just because they're jealous. I'm apologizing for using the N-word because if you watch that edited tape, it's hurtful the way they edited it. And I'm saying if people think I was doing that to be mean, I apologize. I didn't do that to hurt people. That is not an apology. That is a clarification to say, hey, I watched that. It was a horrible tape the way they edited it. And so if that hurt your feelings, I'm sorry if you're legitimately your feelings are hurt. Because, I mean, you do watch it. It's a little exorbitant, 3 minutes of the N-word over and over again. Because I don't like words to hurt a class of people. I mean, I grew up where I never heard in East Texas, which is the South, people use the N-word. Because we're Christians, and anybody that uses that's trashy and is trying to put somebody down to feel bigger about yourself. Well, I'm not trying to put down common people, whether they be black or white. But then when it becomes a weaponized word, people need to take it back and use it. And that just happened with a big UFC fighter, a black UFC fighter. And he said, Joe Rogan's my N-word. And I'm sick of this crap because he understands they're using it to divide people and to control people. And it's a load of crap. if somebody legitimately comes up and says, you're a such and such, well, screw them. People call, I've been called plenty of times by racist black people, crackerhead and all this other stuff. And I mean, I start laughing. Well, you got some racist black person? I'm supposed to, because they're calling me a name, I'm supposed to get all pissed off about that? It's, but I don't know. I always just grew up that name calling didn't matter to me. I mean, I remember being like, going to public school the first few years, and I went to private school a few years. I remember coming back in like sixth grade to public school, and some of the flunky kids were like making fun of my shirt. So it was like pink and green kind of plaid shirt my mom had given me. I forget the name, what you call it, like where it's pink and orange and red squares. And it's like a summertime or spring shirt. They were going, look at his weenie, look at his wimpy shirt. And I remember thinking, my mom got me this shirt. I like this shirt. I'm not embarrassed, and laughing at them. And they started laughing, too. But, I mean, I guess that's just how I am. I don't mind being attacked because it doesn't mean anything to me. But at the same time, Joe was simply saying, if something hurts your feelings, that's okay. I'm sorry that this hurt you. But he's not sorry for what he said. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Some truck drivers and activists facing jail time and huge fines to stand up for all of our medical rights. But I'll have to get to you next segment. This trumps it. Nuclear war trumps it. It's kind of like the highest card in the deck is nuclear war. That's like the ace of spades, and then below that you've got, I guess, the ace of clubs, is it? So we're going to get to all the callers that are holding. Jay in Ohio, and Josh in Canada, and Seth and Andy and Clayton and David in the order that they're received. But I've got to go ahead and hit this. This was already in my stack, but now there's been new developments. So here we are. Joe Biden already said, quote, in an interview today that aired today, that's a world war. And Biden tells America to leave Ukraine, shoots down reports of evacuation, and says we're in a war with Russia. And that's pretty sensational, but he has a lot of trouble talking. And so I thought, well, you know. But now they've made it official. The State Department, Jake Sullivan, boy, I'll tell you about the lies that guy's told on every front, about Russiagate, about Afghanistan. Russia could choose in very short order to commence a major military action against Ukraine. He goes on to say within 48 hours. Now, remember, 2 weeks ago they said Russia's going to attack imminent. And then Bloomberg announced a week later that Russia had indeed invaded. It was not true. Now, if you put this together with all the other pieces that would take an hour to go through, I'm just going to give you the answer from my view rather than rattle off all of why I think that, because it would take the whole show, what we've got left. But here's one big slice of the equation, why we know this, and why this is so bad and so horrible. And even has me having an anxiety attack right now, because I love my children, I love peace, I love justice, and you know, if you think they're just going to let us beat them on this whole lockdown thing and go away, you're crazy. They're going to start a damn war. I just cannot believe we're this cursed. My God. Sorry. Oh, my God. These people make me sick. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, when they say Russia is going to attack itself in a false flag, with the history and all the background we know, that means the globalists are going to attack the Russians. And when the Russians show footage they were attacked, the media is going to say it didn't happen. That's the new gaslighting, upside-down world we've seen from these people. That's the only reason you say Russia's going to stage a false flag and start a war. When Russia's been 100% clear, and under Putin, he's been very clear about the things he wants. You can agree with or disagree, but Putin's a straight shooter when it comes to detente, to international relations. He says what he wants, very cut and dry. We do not want Ukraine to join NATO. We want you to stop putting troops and high-tech A-class weapons into that theater. And the State Department responded by shipping in hundreds of anti-aircraft missiles, hundreds of anti-tank missiles just in the last month. So, here's more statements. U.S. officials anticipate a horribly bloody campaign that begins with 2 days of aerial bombardment with electronic warfare followed by an invasion with these possible goal of regime change. Now, Putin has told the Russians they're not going in, but that the U.S. and NATO are massing troops on their border, in Poland, in other areas, and in Ukraine. So they have to put troops on their border because the globalists are massing troops. They're the aggressor. Russia already controls the pipelines that they built coming in. They've already got the Black Sea. They don't need the rest of Ukraine. They don't want it. They got plenty of land. Their real strategic aims are clear. Economic development of Russia. No more Soviet empire. And so the magnitude of this is just stunning. But look at everything else. Devaluations of currencies, civil emergencies, lockdowns, forced inoculations. You're in the New World Order now. You know that old Johnny Cash song? That guy's trying to find it. It's in the computer. He's in the jailhouse now. You're in the jailhouse now. Well, you're in the New World Order now, and so am I. And what did I tell you back in November, October, and before that? Hell, that was in August. I was sitting there. Now, I'm not going to get the whole story, but I was told by multiple high-level sources, as high-level as it gets in the military and in corporate world, I mean, the top, that they were told January, February, all-out war with Russia. Because all the big guys get prepositioned. You think Congress is involved in insider trading? They get stuff, you know, way later, okay? So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I hope Joel Scouse is right. I hope nothing happens here. But imagine the Russians get attacked, and then it's just the default they're lying. No, no, you attacked yourself. We should not just believe the Russians. We should want to see proof. We should have international observers there. Oh, but Biden's telling everybody to get out of there. That's right. They don't want observers there. So let's just play Jake Sullivan from the State Department first, and then we'll just go right into Biden with Lester Holt. Here it is.
I want to be crystal clear, though. We are not saying that a decision has been taken, a final decision has been taken by President Putin. What we are saying is that we have a sufficient level of concern based on what we are seeing on the ground and what our intelligence analysts have picked up, that we are sending this clear message. And it remains a message that we have now been sending for some time. And it is, yes, it is an urgent message because we are in an urgent situation.
But just to clarify, so you now believe that Russia has all the forces it needs to mount a full-scale invasion of Ukraine?
What I'm saying is that Russia has all the forces it needs to conduct a major military action. I'm not sure exactly what you mean by, quote, full-scale invasion, but Russia could choose in very short order to commence a major military action against Ukraine.
And I asked about the tense standoff with Russia over Ukraine.
What are your plans toward American citizens who are in Ukraine and might be there during an invasion? What scenarios would you put American troops to rescue and get Americans out?
They're not. That's a world war. When Americans and Russians start shooting at one another, we're in a very different world than we've ever been in.
Not even on behalf of simply evacuating Americans?
No. How do you do that? How do you even find them? This is not like I'm hoping that if, in fact, he's foolish enough to go in, he's smart enough not to, in fact, do anything that would negatively impact on American citizens.
Have you told him that?
Yes.
You've told him that you know, Americans would be a line that they can't cross?
Well, I didn't have to tell him that. I've spoken about that. He knows that. And, you know, it's a little bit, look, that's why what I've asked is American citizens should leave now. We're dealing with one of the largest armies in the world. This is a very different situation, and things could go crazy quickly.
And on the side he had begged, so he mopped up.
Oh, boy.
I told him he shouldn't do it.
I tell you.
Campbell told me he knew it.
They really want war.
Started begging with a bucket and...
And they're going to launch a false flag.
He's in the jailhouse now.
You're in the New World Order now.
He's in the jailhouse.
You're in a nuclear war now.
Well, Campbell fluffed his dove when he wore a tuxedo to the country club. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Yo, boy.
We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with us.
Oh, yo.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Since the Nazi occupation in 1940, are now occupying the nation ahead of the truckers who simply want their country back from the biomedical tyranny of the New World Order. All over the world, it is the truckers, yet again, hardworking men and women, saying no that scare the corrupt globalists so much. And let's talk to some of those amazing truckers right now. Holding the longest would be Jay in Ohio, a trucker on the COVID madness. Go ahead, Jay.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just spoke,
shout out to a friend of mine. Oh, my wife, Renee, Charlie, and Jamal. A couple woke people to your program. And I walk around with my InfoWars gear on all the time, and wherever I go, I feel a little less alone because people recognize it. And I speak with a lot of people. I'm up in Ohio, and I was in a lounge with another driver, and we were listening to your show. He didn't know where you were, and he hadn't heard. He's 74. He's from California, and he said that he'd been hit twice with that shot. And he's got a slight cough. I'm not saying that it's from the spike proteins there or whatever, but I've known people that have died from taking that shot, and including a dispatcher that works where I work.
Wow.
But the groceries that I bought from your program, make sure people know that to buy it with the meat and the chicken. Otherwise, they get the one without the meat and the chicken. But it's all good. I've eaten it on the truck, and it's pretty good.
Well, yeah, that's the great part about the horrible food we sell, is for the price, you're not going to get better. It's what I have for my family. And we routinely take it camping or wherever and just eat it as regular food. When the power was out for over a week last year here at the office, we just put out big hot plates and just cooked it here with gas.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And, there's a lot of things I could talk about. I really enjoyed listening to Kyle, the brother there of Trudeau. And I've been listening to you for a long time, and I don't get through to you very often, but I speak to Harrison and Owen occasionally. But, I guess a friend of mine, David, just came out of Canada. He's a tanker yanker, and he said he didn't really have too much trouble coming out of there. Sounds like there's a lot of respect up there. People aren't really stopping you if you want to get going. So, which is good.
Absolutely. We're hearing a bunch of tyranny from the politicians, but they all got paid off by Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. But the cops themselves realize this is their future being destroyed as well. God bless you, Jay. Beautiful call. Beautiful things you're doing. Thank you for the support. We wouldn't be here without you, and you're changing the world. Let's go to Josh in Canada. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I'm from Ottawa. I've been at the protest the last 2 weeks. And, seeing that video you showed with the kids, really inspired me, because at the end of the day, this is who we are doing it for. This is why, I go to these protests, for the kids. So, that was just an awesome video. And, yeah, the protests have been absolutely beautiful. I've even seen a few InfoWars flags there, too. So, people love you here, Alex. They love watching your program. So just know that people are listening.
What do you make of the claims? Well, we appreciate you, and we love you guys. What do you make of the claims for these tyrants that are going to try to put people in jail, and that you're blocking ambulances and all this bull?
You know what? I honestly don't care at all, we got to be fearless in this time right now. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. I don't fear at all. If I get arrested on Saturday, so be it. I'm doing this for freedom at the end of the day, so I don't care at all.
You're right, and everybody's been calling in with that quote. I want to make a T-shirt that says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I want that on the back, and then Ephesians, and above it, join the resistance, Infowars.com, because this is a spiritual fight. And none of this makes sense until you realize that the people serving this are literally demonically inspired. You look at Governor Whitmer of Michigan, she looks like a frickin' jack-o'-lantern. She doesn't just act like one. You can look at her and see that is a demon. Anything else, Josh?
Yeah, the truckers are heroes and everything, but true freedom comes in Christ. Just remember that. So God bless you, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. Absolutely. Christ is everything, folks. It's real. They hate God. They hate Jesus. That's how you know it's real. All over the world throughout history, they hate Christians. And who's going to oppose their Mark of the Beast world government? Christians. And there's 2.5 billion of us. We are going to go through this. We're gonna have a toe-to-toe battle with Satan's minions. It says, off-world, programming people interdimensionally. You can't see it. You can't see hardly anything of the full spectrum of reality. And they're here, folks. There's God that made the universe. There's God's angels, God's servants, and then there's the bad guys. That's what we're dealing with, folks. And they want to hurt people. They see you as an enemy. They're an enemy military that has to interdimensionally get you to kill yourself or hurt yourself or chop your child's genitals off. Like, who would come up with that? Well, read the Bible. That's demons. I mean, they want to hurt our boys and girls. It's all about hurting our children because they see that. They have that rage because there's a potential in a child to do anything, to build a whole new universe. I mean, we're made in the image of God. And they see that, and they're like, oh, my gosh, we don't like something made in the image of the Creator. We're not this powerful, but we're older, and we have knowledge, so we're gonna manipulate and twist this person, this spirit, into joining us. It's the ultimate sick joke. We got to lead our children to the light, folks, away from the darkness. Like, let's come in with the highwayman. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to cross that river. I'm going to... All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Who's been home the longest here? That would be Andy in Maine, a trucker right up there by Canada, on the convoy drivers and calling on company drivers. Tell us what that means.
Okay, well, hey, Alex.
I know what a company driver is. That's a bigger company.
Well, actually, what you have are, you have owner-operators. Those are people who own their trucks and pretty much have their freedom to go where they want. These, most of your convoy drivers for these protests are going to be owner-operators.
Yes.
But the majority of the drivers that we have out there are company drivers, which means that they drive for another company. They're freelancers who are employees of large trucking companies, and they just don't have the freedom to go out and, you know, they don't have their own truck. They don't have the freedom to go to a protest or go to a convoy because, you know, they work for somebody. But my suggestion is, I actually put up a Facebook page called Honk Your Freedom. And what I'm suggesting is that all company drivers, and for that matter, even car drivers, at 8 o'clock in the morning, at noon, at 8 o'clock at night, wherever you are in the world at those times, lay on your horn for a straight 10 seconds in support of the convoy drivers. Because I know I, for one, am a company driver, and I don't have the option to take off and with somebody else's truck and drive in a convoy. So I can do that. And 10 seconds for an air horn is a long time. When you're doing it, it really, you're like, oh, my gosh, these 10 seconds are a long 10 seconds. But if we can get all the truck drivers out there who are our company drivers who do support this and car drivers, just if you support this cause at 8 o'clock in the morning, at noon, and at 8 o'clock at night, if you're on the road, just lay on your horn for straight 10 seconds and show your support for these convoy drivers.
We can call it 8, 12, and 8, and I totally agree with you. Just to show our power and our solidarity. And also, make a banner if you're a truck driver and stop by an overpass where it's good, hang the banner up and leave. And when you come back in a few days from your haul, you can, you know, take it back down if it's still up. All of these things are having a massive effect of solidarity to let others know that they're not alone. Beautifully said, Andy. Thank you so much, and God bless you. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Take our children. We're not going to let them be forsaken. You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right.
You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light.
We are back live, folks. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I appreciate Sheila Gunn Reid joining us. And we'll get back to your calls next hour. She is the chief reporter at the Amazing Rebel News. Her primary focus are government accountability, civil liberties, and religious freedoms. She's on Twitter at Sheila Gunn Reid or rebelnews.com, and she's been on with us several times before. I watch her work every week. Sheila, thanks for coming on during this epic moment. Who would have thought Canada criticized for being almost in a coma under the 2 years of tyranny is now the focus of the world with martial law declared in Quebec. Tell us the latest.
Actually, it was Ontario today that just a few short hours ago.
Yeah, Ontario. I always get stuff wrong. Sorry.
That's okay. It's the same difference. I'm out here in the West, and they may as well be all lumped together for me anyway. But, yeah, who would have thought that at the beginning of this, that Canadians, passive, kind, go-along-to-get-along Canadians would be inspiring the world in our resistance to tyranny. The convoy that started now over 2 weeks ago here in Canada has inspired convoys not only all across our own country, but across the world. As far away as Australia, people are being inspired by this working-class uprising here in Canada, where they are telling our moral and intellectual superiors, no, it's actually us that makes the world go around and not you. And I think that's really why the elites are mad at this trucker uprising.
Wow. So what do you expect to happen next? And how is this affecting Trudeau? I know that the Conservative Party just had their leader removed as they were going along with it. I know that some of his own caucus in Trudeau's party are now turning against him. What's happening?
Yeah, so within Trudeau's caucus, we are starting to see it fracture this week. There are three MPs, so members of parliament from within Trudeau's own party, who have come out against the government's handling of the lockdown. That is the first crack we've really ever seen on this issue from within Trudeau's government. Everybody has been falling in line all along. As you rightly pointed out, Aaron O'Toole, the Conservative Party leader, the truckers, basically the trucker uprising and his lack of support for it, forced his own party to toss him out. The truckers are receiving a lot of support from the now emboldened Conservative establishment. These truckers are sort of extra political. They don't exist within a political party. Really, the political sentiment now in Canada is people who want to be left alone and people who won't leave them alone. And this is crossing party lines. When you go to these protests, these convoys, these are people from all walks of life that are coming out, pouring out onto highways to greet the truckers. The truckers themselves, you know, they're blue collar people, but sometimes blue collar people vote for the pro-union party in Canada. That's the NDP. But they've been abandoned by that socialist party. This is a cross-partisan movement for freedom. Now, I'm not sure if it's going to affect Justin Trudeau in a way that he might step down, but it is going to, I think, get cross-border trucking mandates lifted. And that is going to come from the United States, because right now, as we're speaking, the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor is also being Windsor on the Canadian side, Detroit on the American side for our American friends watching. That's being blockaded by truckers and their supporters. And that is catastrophic for the economy right now. That's a quarter of all cross-border trade goes through that one bridge every single year. It's being blocked by truckers. And instead of doing what Justin Trudeau did and pick an open fight with truckers and call them names, racist, misogynist, sexist, homophobe, you name it, Justin Trudeau's long list of things he maligns his enemies with, Biden, to his credit, and I can't believe I'm saying this, he seems more in control of his faculties than Justin Trudeau. He didn't pick a fight with the truckers. He said everybody's got a right to free expression and peaceful protests. So I think Biden is hoping this doesn't come for me too. But if Biden rolls back the cross-border trucking vaccine mandate, Trudeau will have no choice but to do it. So Canadian truckers might free American truckers, which will ultimately free Canadian truckers in the end. It's all just a big cascade of things happening.
Well, exactly. I see the clips on CNN, and they go, if we don't stop them in Canada, this will spread. They're just so tone deaf and unself-aware. But just to get it straight, because I've been up there a few times, but I always get names backwards. Ontario's the state or the province, and the premier is Doug Ford. We followed him with his civil emergency he announced, state of emergency. And then Ottawa's the capital that's within that state, and that's where the emergency's been declared.
The state of emergency has been declared in all of the province of Ontario because they're dealing with the border problem at Windsor and the, as the politicians are calling it, the ongoing occupation of truckers in the capital of the country, Ottawa. That's like our D.C. That's the truckers descended there, 100,000 truckers and their supporters. Over, we're approaching 2 weeks
now.
And
what I find to be interesting here is, and here's my question to you, everything Doug Ford and Justin Trudeau and all of them say about, they've got us under siege, they're not letting us leave our houses, which is even true, they're hurting the economy, that's what they've just done to everybody for 2 years. So it's perfect projection, it might be. What do you say to that?
That's exactly what it is. You know, I listened to this Doug Ford press conference today, and he is saying the most tone-deaf, out-of-touch things. It's like he thinks all of us are hard of remembering. He said in that press conference that no one should obstruct people from coming and going into their own country. Yeah, we know. That's why the truckers are out protesting the cross-border vaccine mandate, because they are being obstructed based on medical status from doing their job, going across the border. But the politicians seem to forget that they have just been subject to 2 weeks to flatten the curve in Ottawa. And, you know, as they say, first it was 2 weeks and then they needed a month and then they needed a month. Well, maybe that's what the truckers need too.
I've been asking the questions, but you're the reporter on the ground. What would you call this historically, and what do you expect to happen now that the civil emergency has been announced?
I think this is the single largest civil rights movement to ever occur in Canada. This is the single largest protest that's ever occurred in Canada. It has forced several provinces all of a sudden, overnight, to drop their vaccine passports and roll back restrictions and put a timeline in place to drop their mask mandates. It has cost the Conservative Party, someone who wanted to be the next prime minister. It is fracturing the Liberal Party of Canada. I think, though, however, we are going to see, because, oh, look at that. The Democracy Fund is a, by the way, that sign that you're seeing there, registered Canadian charity that is providing free legal advice and help, legal help to the truckers that are currently being ticketed in Ottawa by the police there. But I think with the declared state of emergency, that gives the government more powers to act. And I am concerned that we will see some very heavy-handed police enforcement happening already. We're seeing stuff that violates the basic fundamental tenets of people protesting and how you're supposed to protect their human rights when they protest. For example, in Ottawa, the police have declared that the truckers are committing public mischief. And so if you deliver gas, diesel, fuel, food, water to the truckers, you are an accomplice to mischief.
That's right. They're calling it material support. That's a terrorism term.
Yes. So you're providing material support to people already committing mischief. They're not ticketing the truckers for mischief. They're only ticketing the people who are bringing the diesel to the truckers to stay warm. And I don't know if you know anything about Canadian winters, but that was minus 15 degrees Celsius.
Brutal.
It's pretty cold. It's pretty cold for Ottawa. And they were depriving the truckers of the ability to keep their trucks running to keep
them warm. That violates the Geneva Convention of Prisoners.
It does. And another thing, too, there are kids in some of these trucks. These are truckers. These are trucking families. They bring their kids.
Hold on. Sheila Gunn-Reed, stay there. Chief reporter for Rebel News. We'll do 5 more minutes to get to your calls, folks. Stay with us. Thanks for being here, Sheila.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.